One thing that's easy and popular to talk about right now is the run game and how it's come to life the last 3 weeks. Without really getting into the why, but how do you explain the transformation when it's been this dramatic here the last couple of weeks?
Well, I think it's been a point of emphasis for us in the fact that knowing that coming out of the Ram game, we knew that we had to run the football more there and commit to it. I think Adam Gase has done a tremendous job, as well as the other coaches, putting together game plans. But also, we've emphasized the running game. We've tried to work towards that balance, which we've really kind of talked about since the beginning of the year. We finally committed to that running game, especially the last 3 weeks. And, it's proved that we can run the ball when we commit ourselves to doing it. So I think it's been a great a progression for us, and to know that we always have the pass game. We know it's there. Now we have the balance. Now we have the dual threat of being able to run the football and throw it, which is the best situation we could be in.
That commitment, even if it comes after maybe only a 1 or 2 yard pickup, to do it again the next play, and then you see someone like CJ make it a 4, 5, 6 yard pickup, you're back to third and short. That commitment from Adam and Peyton. Talk a little bit more about that.
Well, I mean, I think it's easy to always say, anytime you have Peyton Manning as your quarterback, it's easy to say we'd like to drop back and throw the ball every down. I think when you have a guy like that, you have a tendency to think that. But I think for the benefit of the football team, the benefit really even for Peyton and offensively, is we have to have that balance. We've talked about trying to get to this balance all year. We never got there, but now we've committed to it. And, it's a matter of working on it and staying with it. And like you said, it puts it allows the offensive lineman to get a lot more aggressive, being the hitters instead of the hitties all the time. And so right. It just changes the mindset defensively. It puts them on their heels now. Now they really have to concern themselves with the run and not just rushing the passer all the time. So then when we do throw the ball, Peyton has more time and has more area back there. And plus it takes pressure off the offensive line. So the combination of all those things, having that commitment, saying we are going to run the ball, we are going to have balance, and that commitment to that balance is tremendous. And now we can run the football. We know we can throw it. We know we can throw it. And
right.
So to be able to say now we can run it, and as time goes, we're going to need, people are going to put 8 in the box. We're going to have to throw it. They're going to force us to throw it. And if they drop back, then we have the ability to run it. So it's that combination that we've been working for all year. The pendulum always swings. I think it swung too far to the pass game, and obviously it swung back to the running game, and we're going to find that happy medium.
It's not uncommon to see a guy like C.J. Anderson, for example, shine in camp, make an impression, and then get that opportunity at the start of the season. Injuries triggered that this year, but doesn't this go beyond next man up with the way C.J.'s running the ball and the way he's hitting the holes, the way he's not letting that first guy get him down?
Well, I think it looks at a guy that's ready to go when it was time to step up, and when it was his turn, unfortunately, with Monte and Ronnie going down, it gave CJ that opportunity. He's taking full advantage of that. And I think when you look at him as a running back and how he can run the wide base that he runs with, plus he never, very rarely does he go down on first contact, and so he has the ability to make people miss. And so he's taking full advantage of the opportunity that's been given to him. And, the personnel department did a tremendous job. Matt and his group did a tremendous job finding CJ, and we're fortunate that he's here.